Chapter 11. Moving Forward. To live for a principle, for the triumph of some reform by which all mankind are to be lifted up, to be wedded to an idea, may be, after all, the holiest and happiest of marriages. Elizabeth Cady Stanton. I'm a Pakistani journalist living in Karachi and born into a Muslim family. I just wanted to let you know that your TV interviews posted on YouTube contributed significantly to helping me admit to myself that religions are a scam. I haven't come out publicly about my atheism because of very real security concerns here, but it is important that I have come to terms with it myself and my friends. Just thought you might like to know that your work is having an effect halfway around the world, so thanks. An anonymous email to American atheists. As I just mentioned, the number of atheists in America today approaches 82 million people. If we add up all the members of all the atheist organizations in the country and assume all of them are unique to the organizations, no crossovers, no double memberships, the combined number might be 75,000 today. That's 0.09%. 0.09% of atheists in this country who belong to the movement designed to protect and preserve the rights of atheists and all Americans. We are nonprofits, and that means we have a purpose beyond making money and adding members. We are here to serve our country. Indeed, the purpose of any nonprofit is to go out of business or transition to a new business, as did the March of Dimes, in the long term, because that would mean the need for which the nonprofit was formed had been addressed and no longer existed. Our combined long-term goal is a lack of need for an atheist movement. However, at present, the need for an atheist movement is very real, and fortunately, ours is great, diverse, and growing. We are succeeding, and I hope this book has moved you to consider joining this, your movement. Your money is not just a donation, it's a purchase. You are buying activism for this country, and yes, the more the better. You can see how much we can do with 0.09%. Just think of what we could do as a movement with 0.5% of America's atheists backing us. I wish I were wrong. The bad news is, I'm not. There is no God to help or reward us, and unfortunately, everybody dies. This is the truth. It sucks, but it's the truth, and we can say it with all the certainty that we have when we talk about other fantasies and myths. And I'm not being rude, obnoxious, or dickish when I say that, because it's important information that people need and deserve to hear, so that some who agree may know that they are not alone, and those who disagree may reconsider. Telling the truth in the face of a horrible lie is a good deed. We, the firebrands, are having a measurable effect on this country and the society in which our children will live. I leave you with the following summary thoughts. 1. If you don't have a belief in any gods, whatever the reason and whatever your philosophy, you're an atheist. You can be an atheist and a humanist, an atheist and an agnostic, or anything else except theist. But you are an atheist if you have no belief in a literal extant God. Hiding behind theist-approved euphemisms and using other labels is dishonest and counterproductive. Using the A-word is honest, humanistic, and supports the cause. Calling yourself an atheist, if you can, is activism in and of itself. 2. Beyond the rhetoric, everything I do and everything we should do revolves around equality and acceptance. We fight for equality against a foe that says we already have it or don't deserve it, neither of which is true. We strive to level a playing field, which means the elimination of special privileges and advantages for theists. Some theists take this as an attack, but this is no more than the assertion of our equality, whatever they can do, we can do, and the elimination of the bigotry against us. That we seek equality and acceptance, and only equality and acceptance, makes us the good guys. 3. Religions preach both immoral and moral things. Everything from love thy neighbor as yourself to kill your neighbor if he thinks the wrong way is in there. That's why all religion is cafeteria religion. Whatever the religion and whoever the theists, people make their own moral judgments, dismissing the immorality in their holy books out of habit and sticking to the stuff they like as if it were divine, objective, and or perfect. 4. Since religion's claimed objectivity creates an ever-present lag in its prescribed morality relative to the rest of society, religion must inherently be referred to as a bad source of moral teaching, or rather, a good source of old morals. Religious morality is forever behind the times, and therefore immoral by definition when it comes to today's morality. As such, it would be ridiculous to seek current moral advice from a holy book. 6. In the history of the world, the number of times a supernatural anything has been proven true is zero. Every god, ghost, spirit, devil, possession, and miracle ever claimed true is a lie. No exceptions. The number of times an atheistic, godless argument has been proven wrong by a theistic argument is zero. In contrast, every time a theist versus atheist argument has been settled, an atheist argument has won, the shrinking God of the gaps argument. This does not mean science is anti-religion. It just means, or rather strongly implies, religion is wrong. The God of the gaps argument has a 0% success rate, but it is often repackaged to look deceptively fresh. I challenge anyone to find any scientifically valid, testable proof of anything supernatural ever. If you can prove it even once, I'll quit my job. I'm not nervous, as this has never been done in history, because it's all a lie. 7. Many so-called believers are people who do not really believe. They just choose to pretend to do so because of societal pressure, thereby doing the wrong thing by supporting immoral institutions for personal interests. These people hurt themselves and others by living a lie, and it is their responsibility to come out, or at least seriously contemplate why they feel the need to hide. 8. If theism is harmful because it takes credit for good people's morality while promoting, protecting, or supporting immoral behavior, if this harm permeates society, inserting itself into other people's lives in a clear attempt to control non-adherence, and if theism facilitates hate, terrorism, and reinforces bad behavior with a false morality, then how can a moral person be apathetic toward religion? How can one not care that we, as a society and a species, are being endangered in real ways because people are too reverent to the liars and the victims who run religion out of nothing more than tradition and political correctness? 9. Since religion is inherently and demonstrably harmful to society and moral progress, atheism holds the moral high ground. Therefore, the most moral choice of behavior as an atheist would be the behavior that has the most positive impact for society and against religion. 10. The numbers in this book show a positive correlation between firebrand atheism and the exact desired results. More people talking about atheism, more people calling themselves atheists, and more theists liking atheists and willing to vote for atheists. Firebrand atheism, while unpopular and politically incorrect, benefits society and the believers far more than the diplomatic approach, which just reinforces the legitimacy of religion. Say it loud, I respect you, but not your religious beliefs. 11. We see little progress on a societal level from the nice guy approach, which is exactly what we'd expect, as our place at society's table is not governed by the flock. Rather, it's pastors and the politicians in their pockets who have serious skin invested in our inequality, who stymie our progress toward acceptance. That's why we need to shatter their unearned respect, dispel their lies, and challenge their immorality in public on a grand scale. We're not trying to be liked by the theists. We are taking our equality from those who use lies, greed, and ignorance to keep it from us. 12. We must consider our moral responsibility to help cure atheists of their affliction. It does not matter that this looks like religious proselytizing. We still are morally obligated to help them. While I am not advocating door-to-door proselytizing, I do think we should reconsider any knee-jerk negative that looks like religion reaction to an activity that clearly facilitates a positive outcome. 13. "I respect your beliefs" is a lie told by atheists for their own benefit, it's easy and pleasant, to the detriment of the theist and to the atheist. We walk away with a warm, fuzzy feeling, but we have reinforced the poison in the mind of the theists. Even the atheists respect my beliefs. It's harder for us and better for them if we tell the truth, that we don't respect their religion, and that it's silly to believe in a god in this day and age. And that makes firebrand atheism humanistic. We may upset them, and we may create hard feelings, but it's undeniably the right thing to do for them and us to help theists accept the fact that their religion is a lie, unworthy of the respect it so fervently demands. We all prefer to be nice. It's more important to be effective in doing good. 14. Don't be confused by the polling numbers that suggest we are small. These numbers reflect that atheists are hiding behind other terms for whatever reason. Reasonable calculations suggest the number of atheists is already huge and will continue to grow. Truth is winning, and that has religion scared. I love that, but it doesn't mean our victory is assured. Our apathy can stop us. We are going to win this fight if we keep pushing. This I can promise. The opponents of religious equality may have money, power, and numbers, but we are going to win because their gods don't exist, their preachers tell lies, and their claims about morality are false. And slowly but surely, everyone is figuring it all out. The lie of God, which apparently started with the Neanderthals, is nearing its end, and good riddance. The death throes of religion will not be calm. The greatest lie ever told will not walk silently into the night. Even now, religion is encroaching on secular parts of the world and continues to threaten the foundational principles of our country. The next several years will see many demands from those who insist on being revered for no other reason than tradition. They will tell us that we must believe, or at least follow along silently in respect. They will tell us that we must tithe via higher taxes so religious institutions can pay none while they preach hate against us. They will tell us they deserve respect because they say so. They will demand we never question or criticize, saying their way is flawless and perfect, and that when we find them wrong and say so, we are being disrespectful to that which must be considered valid and important by default. They will claim discrimination is their religious right, that hate has merit, and that believing or pretending to believe despite ample evidence to the contrary, which of course is lying, is a virtue. Meanwhile, they will continue to line their pockets and control the deluded. To hasten religion's demise, we, the firebrands of the atheist movement, must remove its societal protections against criticism and its government assistance. This means we must attack religious privilege and the hold that religion has on society and all of the individuals therein. The firebrand atheist will hasten the end of religion's influence on society and ensure our children will enjoy true freedom of thought in America. The firebrand will win not with arms, but with truth and honesty. The firebrand will truly preserve and protect the American way, which requires equality for everyone, no matter what they think about gods. While we fight for good, we will be called evil and yet fight on anyway, even for the benefit of religion's victims against whom we are pitted. That's what makes us the good guys. That's what makes it important that we win not only the small battles, but the war itself. This is why I believe it is the ethical duty of every atheist to help this movement succeed. Fighting God is fighting a war for freedom of thought, which is the most important freedom we have. If we win, everyone wins. With the rise of atheism, the availability of information, and proven tactics by a well-organized movement, we can win. If we work together and tell the truth. Thank you for your attention. My name is David Silverman, and I am an American atheist.
We hope you have enjoyed our presentation of Fighting God, an Atheist Manifesto for a Religious World by David Silverman, performed by David Silverman and Cara Santamaria, directed by Lewis Milgram. Performance copyright 2015 by Brilliance Audio, all rights reserved. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance Audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225, or visit our website at www.brillianceaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, P.O. Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.